Last month, the Public Service Commission okayed a $58 million rate hike for the Green Bay-based Wisconsin Public Service Corporation. Included in the rate hike was $8 million for repairs and upgrades that took place last year at Pub Services' nuclear power plant near Kewaunee. The Citizens Utility Board has filed a lawsuit that argues the PSC illegally allowed Pub Service to retroactively raise rates for the repair work. Cub says in order for a utility to use a deferred accounting method, the firm must have major unexpected expenses, and Cub says Pub Service knew 3 years ago what the repair work would cost. Cub Executive Director Steve Hinneker says Pub Service shareholders should pay the $8 million, and Hinneker says customers of all state utilities should be concerned about what the PSC has done in the Kewaunee case.
If we allow the utilities to simply go back and say, well, we should have asked for this much money in 1999, but we didn't. Now we, in hindsight, think that we should get it. What you're really doing is you're rewarding poor management.
Hinneker contends the PSC is missing chances to hold down utility rates. This is the third time this year that Cub has gone to court over PSC-blessed rate increases. PSC spokesperson Anne Marie Newman argues Cub is concerned about process and not the bottom line of the Kewaunee repair costs.
Again, the point in time at which the deferred accounting treatment began does not affect the amount of money that ratepayers are paying for nuclear safety costs, and I think everyone agrees that compliance with federal nuclear safety regulations is important and is in the domain of ratepayer recovery.
Newman also says waiting to raise rates until after the repairs were done allows a more precise idea of what costs to recover. But Cub is unhappy that the state is trying to make the Kewaunee case one about nuclear safety. Cub says the issue is who should pay for the plant repairs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.